coming off of yesterday. Results. Learn how to see life through results. More and more and more. It's something that you never practice enough. You can always get better. It's like any sport, any ability, any art, anything, any talent, any skill, any knowledge base. You can always do better. Never stop improving at your ability to look at results and to know if something's good or bad because of results. And learn how to understand and recognize other people who can't see it the same. Trump this week. I'll tell you about what's been going on. See, initially Seattle happened, the occupation thing. Look, I'm not saying that these people aren't liberals. They're Seattle. They're liberals. But there was a lot of accusation about what they were demanding in Seattle versus what their values are. Yeah, they want open borders. Yeah, they want there to be chaos and anarchy in the world. But that's not what they were demanding. And there was a lot of just hate coming from the conservative side. Well, Trump put out his tweet and he said, you do it or I'll do it. Get it in order, I'll get an order for you. That's a threat. Now, I immediately hit the keyboard and I wrote, I did what anyone, any good person, any good red-blooded American does. And I wrote my congressman. That's right. So I wrote Congress and I said, the state dealing with soft gloves with these protesters in Seattle, that's, they actually did that in Taiwan and it worked and succeeded. Go look at it. And I did a few videos on YouTube about it. And I wrote Congress about it. I said, call Taiwan and ask them. Call the Taiwanese. Ask them to come over and tell you what happened in 2014 when students took over their national legislature. Go call them and ask them what happened. And it wasn't long after that. I wrote some things to Trump. I said, to Congress. I said, please tell the White House. You know, we've got old issues in America to deal with. And I said, you know, we've got to deal with this. We've got to deal with it. We got to deal with the actual problem. You don't have to agree with liberals just to be a Republican who wants to deal with the problem that liberals talk about and Republicans don't. You don't have to want to switch over to the opinion on abortion just because you decide that you need to deal with an old problem that you've never been talking about. And so Trump changed his song about that, and he came up with this police reform bill. And while he was in the Rose Garden that doesn't have any roses in it, while he was in the roseless Rose Garden, they call it a Rose Garden in the White House, but you never see any roses. How could they? That's the thing. Isn't that classic typical Washington elitism? See, all the press are there looking around. They see the roses. But where the president's talking, there's no roses. So why do they call it the Rose Garden on TV? Well, they're talking to those elite insiders who know that there's Rose Garden there. This is how much superiority garbage is going on. Oh yeah, well, if you've ever been to the White House, then you would know that, you know, and that's why they call it the Rose Garden. Where are the roses in the Rose Garden? How come the president of the Rose Garden, you never see any roses? Anyhow, the president was, you know, when the president's outside the White House talking and there's press there, that's usually the Rose Garden. Okay, that's right. So you know, he was talking about the new police thing. He's going, you know, we got to clean up police. We got a lot of great police. We got to deal with the bad ones. It's been too long. And Trump's right. Where were the Democrats doing real police reform? A lot of Democrats go in and they get everybody mad and everybody votes for them and they don't solve the problem, because if they solve the problem, then people wouldn't be mad and voting for them anymore. So Trump actually went in and did something like no one's ever done. Serious police reform. He's got, you know, I wrote Congress. I said, I want the president to tell the people, FBI is investigating every police death, every police related death. And now, did you know that? The FBI was not required to investigate every police death. It's atrocious. It's like, what? Yeah, this is law. This is the work. Follow me on this. Having been in Taiwan, having talked with legislators in Taiwan, having at both city and national, no, I've talked with legislators' offices at the national level. having been here, both, I was active in Lansing. I was active a little bit in Washington. I've talked with congressmen. And the way it works in any country is you have to deal with the ongoing problems. You have to deal with the head smackers and say, you mean that's not a law? Yeah. You've got to be looking for those things constantly. It's an ongoing work, and that's what law is supposed to be about. When Trump announced that he's dealing with this stuff, he softened his tone and he said, we're willing to help with Seattle. We're willing. He softened his tone. He changed. He switched. That's good. I did a video about that on YouTube. So Trump's changed his tune and his song, and I think that's a great thing. I don't know. What do you do with police shooting? You know, I've talked about this several times. In Taiwan, police have what I call the bedside manner of a doctor. Yeah, doctors, they call it bedside manner. You know, you're sick, you're on the bed, doctor comes over and talks to you. And the doctor in medical school, they practice talking super nice. They practice this calm way. They don't care. They might not care about you at all. But they practice calming in a way. Oh, yeah. And yeah, well, this is what's happening. And, you know, they have a way of talking to you to calm you down, to keep you relaxed, to know that they are paying attention to their work, but that you feel like it. It's marketing. It's called bedside manner. And I've noticed that the police in Taiwan talk the same way that the doctors in Taiwan talk. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very calm. It's, my goodness. You're worried about something? Go talk to a police officer in Taiwan. I'm serious. They'll just, oh yeah, they'll calm you right down. If you're having a hard time in life, go outside late at night and make a whole bunch of noise until someone reports the cop. They'll call the cops. The cops come over and get your number. The way they talk to you, oh my goodness, you'll be right as so. Oh yeah, I just need to get your number. And yeah, sure. I'm just curious. And I'm okay. All right, is everything all right? You know. And they just whoosh, call me right now. Really, really, really funny thing. Well, of course, I wrote my congressman. We'll see if the police get it. Having been in Taiwan and seeing how they dealt with that in their legislature when they were occupied, you know, the legislature was occupied. Now, over at the executive branch, it's the executive department. That's where all the different departments, the police and, you know, health and human services and labor and everything all has its leaders over there. And they're always working on how they can make policy better. And they're working to change policy. Imagine if the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense and Secretary of Treasury, Secretary of Health and Human Services, imagine if all the secretaries got together, they had a super secretary, and they were the ones creating the new law. That's Taiwan's legal system. In some ways, I like it. In some ways, I don't. I think that they should make maybe more recommendations to Congress, but we don't want to keep giving people more things to do forever and ever. In government, if you tell people in government, you've got to do this, you need to take away something else. If government is going to make a new rule, they need to get rid of an old rule. You can't just have more and more and more rules so that the people can't even follow them all because there's so many rules. You don't want to end up with that. You don't want the people in government to have so much work to do that they never get anything done, or that they have to hire more people and take more tax dollars to do it. So whenever you say they should do this, you got to say, okay, well, what should they not be doing? Well, I don't know. What should they not be doing? I don't know what they're doing. You know, well, okay, if you don't know what they're doing to know what they should not be doing, then how do you know that they're not already doing what you say they should be doing? Well, but I don't see it getting done. Okay, well, that's a problem. They need to be told. How do we know which is which? You know, now I'm not saying that I agree or disagree. This is part of critical thinking. Just because you say, is this, well, what's happening, doesn't mean that you agree this way or that way. Just because you say that someone's doing well doesn't mean that you agree with them. Maybe you're in a race and you're bet on this horse, but the other horse is ahead. Well, look, that other horse is ahead. Does that mean you want him to be ahead? No. But like I opened up the podcast today, some people don't know how to look at results. And when people don't know how to look at results, they don't know how to tell whether you're making an observation or a recommendation. See the difference yourself and notice those who see it and who don't. Any hemisphere. See you tomorrow.